Good morning. This is Greg. Who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, what can I do for you, sir?
Oh, well, we were wanted to talk to you about this great event we had on the weekend.
Oh, Richard, this is our Richard. I'm sorry, Richard. I thought
Richard
you were just
Ravel.
I didn't realize that this was our Richard, and we had a fantastic time out at your pad. Saturday evening, you had a great crowd there. Chris Jackson was there. Mark Fenichel was there.
We jammed for hours.
We jammed. We had a great time. The food was great. Richard, you did a fantastic job, and so did Susan, your wife.
Yeah, and the Fishers that helped out as well. And, you know, we had that raffle that you guys helped us put together, and we raised another $900 for you guys.
Well, I'll be darned. $900. That's fantastic. Richard, you know, now this is not the first time.
We did this, I think it was the first time you did the auction. We did this 3 years ago and had you come out.
Fantastic. And you've done this before. Obviously, you put your money where your mouth is, and I think that is fantastic because, you know, let's face it. A lot of us talk a pretty good ball game. Richard got out the checkbook and made it happen.
Yeah. Well, these high bidders, they donate to charity, and then you play a gig at their house.
Yeah, and in addition to the money that he paid for the concert and the party, he also raised some money there with a little auction that we had right there. Would you call that an auction or a raffle?
An auction. I guess it was a raffle.
Raffle, because
had,
it was at numbers, right?
Almost 100 guests out here. Having
fantastic.
A great time.
Nice house.
Playing music with you. It was great jamming with
you.
When
we went to high school there, Greystone Lane, Alma Den by Leland Den, the kids used to go up there on Friday and Saturday nights where they weren't supposed to go, up on the top of the...
Why would they go up there?
Yeah, it's like a make-out spot. Do they still do
you
that?
You mean that's Lover's Lane?
They do. I've heard people complaining about that.
Because they go up there, they bring beer, and they hang out.
Yeah, it still happens. There are a couple of spots up here.
Yeah, I ran into one of your neighbors as I was loading the guitars back into my car, and she came up, and she was really interested. What's going on? And I said, well, Richard's having a party, and it's for charity. And she goes, well, could I go in there? And I go, yeah, why don't you just go in there? You are a neighbor. Yeah, she was walking her dog, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And very nice lady. And I said, just go on in. I'm sure Richard wouldn't mind if you grabbed a cookie or two. And at that point in time, we just played.
Yeah, well, we had invited most of the neighbors that we could find so that they would be able to come over and enjoy it. I'm sure they would have heard what was going on.
I don't think they could miss it.
No.
it was pretty loud, and you're up there on the big side of the hill blasting that music right down into the valley. I wonder how far away you could hear the music.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We know some neighbors that live down the hill a ways could hear it, but... we're not sure how far it went, but certainly was great up here.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, I just want to thank you again, and you and your wife, Susan. You guys are above and beyond the call of duty, and I really appreciate the money that you raise for our favorite charities. And the fact that you would open your house up to us and 100 other people, that just blows my mind. Richard, you're a great person.
Well, we may have to make this an annual event.
I think so. Yeah. Also, I wanted to say, I thought that when you and Fenny were trading off harp solos there, I forget what song we were. You remember what song we were playing there?
I don't remember what it was, but I know we were having a good time.
Oh, God. And when I had to bring it down, I brought the band down, and then I handed you two guys and did like dueling harp solos. And, you know, that was like the highlight of the show, I thought, musically, because you guys were just cooking with gas.
Yeah, well, look for it on YouTube. we'll put it up there.
Hey, listen, every time I go anywhere, it's on YouTube now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, I don't know where I was last weekend, but it's already up on YouTube. I don't know where I'm going to be next weekend, but I'm sure it'll be up on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
We'll do some of that. We've got hours worth of video from all the jams. And
did any of it look good and sound good on tape?
Absolutely. I'll put a DVD together and get it out to you.
Yeah, because normally when I sit down at one of these events, I don't do the Greg Kinn show. I just do whatever pops into my mind, and I, you know, just basically trying to entertain the people. I don't have any particular axe to grind.
Hey, the stories are great. The sing-alongs were terrific. Everyone just had an absolutely fantastic time.
Well, God bless you, Richard. Thanks so much. And please say thank you to Susan, your lovely wife. And you guys did a fantastic job. I really appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll see you next year.
Well, we just might do that.
All right.
Anyway, thanks a lot. It was great to have you out here.
Well, thank you.
Guys.
Hey,
right.
Hey, Richard, as long as we got you on the line, so we just played a Stones song.
Yeah.
You want to guess the next one?
Well, let me take a wild guess. How about Heart of Stone?
Heart of Stone?
That's the one Greg played at the party. No, that's not right. It's something to do with coffee. Think coffee.
Coffee. Brown coffee.
Oh.
Hot coffee.
Oh.
Coffee-flavored gumdrops.
Coffee. Something sweet. Something sweet.
Sweet.
The color
Nutrasweet.
No, not Nutrasweet. If you don't want to use Nutrasweet, if you want to use the real... What?
Did you say brown sugar?
Wow. All right. Well, Richard,
Good job, Richard.
That was a great gig at your house, and I look forward to the K-Fox Jocks charity auction next year, and hopefully we'll see you again, bro.
Absolutely. All right. Take it easy, guys.
Brown sugar!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.